Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies. From the Popcorn Talk Network, the online broadcast network for movie talk, and the schmoes know, this is Box Office Breakdown. Information and commentary on weekly movie box office.
Hello, everybody, and normally we're on the Popcorn Talk Network, but you might be watching us right now on AfterBuzz TV, but we are still Box Office Breakdown.
Still Box Office Breakdown.
Yep. And we're a year in.
I know, guys. This, big. This is huge. A year.
I think this is 40-something shows. 48 50, shows.
I thought you were going to go with some 50 Shades of Grey thing, and I was like, what?
Well, yeah.
I mean, what are you talking about?
I think we're almost at 50 shows.
Does it feel like a year to you guys? It really doesn't to me.
It actually doesn't. Well, time flies when you're having fun.
But I think it will be because we're going to be making a ton of changes soon.
That's a good point.
We are moving studios. So mm-hmm. We did a year in this studio. We're going to be moving over to hopefully a wonderful set. Yeah. I'm excited to see it.
I know, we're upgrading.
We might be moving times. We'll keep you updated on that.
That's true, yeah.
So we can keep on the edge of breaking numbers.
Yeah, and a little bit maybe a little sooner. You know, we want to be on top of things.
Yeah. And we're going to have to come up with some new bets. Yes. Because...
You lost.
I lost.
Yeah.
Took a year, people.
It took a year. This is what I have to say, though. I was the only one who lost. Mm-hmm. There are two losers at this table.
True.
But I'm the only one feeling the heat from it.
Well, I finished second by like one vote, by 1 week or something like that.
Which I think means that maybe you don't get the full penalty, but there needs to be some sort of stakes thing.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
Maybe
you can cook me dinner at your house or something like that.
No, that's the opposite. I think you can cook us dinner.
Yeah, I'll cook all you guys dinner.
You can cook us dinner.
I've had this guy's food. He's a pretty good cook.
Oh, I'm a
He's
top, not bad. I'm
the
a
question
top chef.
Is, are we going to get poisoned?
I'm getting drowsy.
I ran out of Mickey's. I don't do that anymore.
Okay, I make good on my bets. I'm officially...
So here we go.
Drum roll, please.
I am on Twitter.
She's on Twitter.
I guess I need followers.
Yes. It's up there. She's on Twitter. Sarah Stratton is on Twitter. I'll follow you right now.
I feel like the only things I'm going to talk about are movies and Star Wars. So
hey, well, that's what people
maybe
like to hear.
My,
that's
like, everybody wanting to have her. Dairy.
Hey, if you're feeling good, just throw a bikini shot up there every once in a while.
I thought Twitter is for words.
Yeah, but you can throw pictures up there as well.
If you guys are listening, her Twitter handle is @Sarah_Stretton. That's Stretton.
So
Sarah with an H.
I guess, find me and figure out this whole thing. I'll probably be quite horrible at it for a while.
Wait, how do you spell your name?
Oh, no, I spelled it wrong.
You don't know how to spell my name?
Is it with an H or without an H?
I don't have an H.
Okay,
you guys, talked about how I found this show for
a year. I found another Sarah Stretton, though, and she's probably half her followers are probably people thinking she's you.
That's the fake one.
That's the fake one, yeah.
There's
that's
fake how you spell me? It.
Oh, it's just, I don't know, somebody...
No, my name is Sarah_Stretton.
I found it.
You found it?
But so...
There's a Sarah Stretton.
I lost.
What is going on?
I guess I have fake Twitters as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of Sarah Strettons on here.
Wow.
I don't know. So I'm Sarah_Stretton. That's
I told
me.
You should have went...
You guys are in my profile
picture. I told
picture.
You should have went with La Guitarra.
No. We should have taken a poll. That should have been the other thing. What
oh, I found
go?
It. I found it. I found it.
All right.
You have 33 followers in 2 seconds.
33 followers in about
boom.
A matter
of
seconds.
Make it 34. And she's only following one person, and that's me.
Oh, that's so nice. I feel so cared about.
Let's see if she can break Caitlyn Jenner's Twitter following.
We also have to say
I look insane
there is a winner of the week. So JT won this week.
Yes.
He also won the whole contest. Blah.
Perfect guy.
Blah.
Boom.
Blah. But also a winner out there is Chris Nipinak. And they won for The Visit, closest guess. Mm-hmm. We have no 5 for 5s. But
nope.
I will say, before we get into the numbers, made more money in the box office than I was expecting
for
100%. The last week. So,
it was, because it was Rosh Hashanah.
Is that why?
Yeah.
Well,
that's today. Rosh Hashanah, isn't that when like the Jewish people sit home and count their money and then laugh at poor people's bank accounts?
I don't think so.
Is that not what it is?
I have no idea what it is, so I can't speculate.
I feel like it's actually the other way around. Normally when there's like Christian holidays, then that's when movie theaters become really popular.
Something happened because I got here in like 5 minutes, so it's like no Jewish people are on the road.
Oh, is there like no traffic?
No. They don't work today.
Or maybe it's because we were early.
They sit home and count money.
I don't think that's a thing.
It's just a big day to count money.
That still work.
And then, well, you know, if they could figure out how to put Rosh Hashanah and Cinco de Mayo on the same day, I might be the only person on the road.
Speaking of special days, I think today's actually a very special day. Not only is it the 1 year, but somebody's back in studio.
Yeah, the band's been lifted.
The band's lifted. Look who's here. It's Little Bobby, everybody.
It's Little Bobby.
I haven't seen you in a long time. I don't know what you're doing. But whatever you're doing, just keep on doing it.
Well, there you go.
Wow, look at what a great compliment.
That was pretty tame.
Yeah.
And
where have you been, Little Bobby?
Yeah, where you been, man?
Ever since I got banned from the Popcorn Talk Network, I took a job as Ben Affleck's nanny's personal sex toy. You know, when Ben wasn't around.
Wow.
Wow.
That's a pretty good job.
Jennifer Garner is not happy with this guy.
Probably not. Well, he lost
Is that why he's missing a foot?
Yeah.
Why is he missing a foot?
I think he was on the set of Everest. He got frostbite.
Oh, frostbite.
Yeah.
Okay.
How come I can't hear him in my...
I
did a topless scene in the movie Hole at the age of 15. And coincidentally, it was Jared from Subway's favorite movie.
Little Bobby.
What is happening?
I don't know, but Little Bobby has to know that he has to be careful, or I will ban him again.
That's true.
Jonathan, I can't hear him in my in my headphones.
It's weird. We can hear him, but you can't?
I can hear him.
I could hear him very lightly.
Maybe he's
though.
Just not talking to you.
Maybe he's not. Okay.
It's usually in your head, but this time it's not in your head at all.
We do have to get on with our show a little bit, because that's what we're here to talk about.
Yeah.
Oh, and we have an engineer joining us. Do you want to say hello today?
I can't.
No.
Just on you.
Oh, is it just on me? No.
There
not.
We go.
There's an engineer hiding on the other end.
This thing was down. That's
all right. Yeah. We'll get into the numbers now, starting with number 5, Mission Impossible, staying in the top 5. It's in its 7th week. It brought in another $4 million, dropping 42%. Mm-hmm. This movie has now made $188 million domestically on a $150 million budget, so it is doing quite well.
Still in top 5.
They put it out perfectly. It was perfect timing for this movie.
Agreed. And they originally was going to be in like Christmas time, and they saw Star Wars, was like, whoop! And
That's
great
what everyone
movie.
Did.
Yeah.
Bring
Let's
it back.
Get away.
Try wrestling over the pennies. Let's see. We also have number 4, A Walk in the Woods. Second week, bringing in 4.6 million. Would you just throw in that shout out there?
I just want to
was
say
that out of shock and awe approval.
I don't think Nolte brought in. It's all Redford. I feel like it's gotta be Redford, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
People went for Redford. Nolte was just a side thing. Like, oh, Nolte's
people went because there's no other movies for this demographic.
Good point. Yeah,
yeah, there is,
and there hasn't been for a month.
Mm-hmm.
The last one was
Exotic Marigold.
Maybe Sherlock Holmes.
Oh, for older people.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the one that you liked. What's your buddy? Whatever his name is. Ethan Hawke or something.
No. Totally. Ethan Hawke's like 40.
Oh, the other buddy.
Who are you talking about?
Like Ben Kingsley?
Yeah.
Ben Kingsley's not in Sherlock Holmes.
That guy's in every single movie now.
Okay. All right. War Room coming with $7 million in its third week. It went up in theater counts, but went down only 21%.
Yeah, holding strong. Yeah.
Holding
and
very strong.
Speaking of that, 90 Minutes in Heaven didn't even crack top 5. We all thought, because War Room did such a strong, I don't know why, I guess.
There was too
I'm
many,
really surprised about the 90 Minutes in
Heaven. There was too many Christian movies in the theaters at one time. That
two?
Mucho Gratue, whatever. And then
that was
Ungalo.
That is not a Christian film.
But that came in at number 10.
Yeah, but
just so you know,
I looked up the trailer. It is about cockfighting. It's about a rooster who like goes into boxing. They don't say it's cockfighting, but it's like basically him training to box another rooster.
Is it little?
It's like a kid version of a cockfighting movie. It's insane.
Is it Little Jerry Seinfeld?
I wish it was
Little Yeti.
Little Jerry.
All right,
little
so Yeti's let's talk about the number 1 and number 2.
Yeah, this was the race.
Movies. This is what made JT. Win because number 2 went to The Visit, bringing in $25 million.
Yep.
Still pretty strong. I mean, it has a $5 million budget.
Yeah,
and the perfect guy.
I kind of want to have sex with the old chick. She has a nice ass, and she's a lunatic. And lunatics do some good stuff in the bedroom.
You know what? He's right. I saw the movie as well, and the old lady was very hot.
No.
Oh, we both saw it.
And the old lady really does it for you?
There's a scene where they open the door and she's like crawling and she's butt naked. It's just from behind.
Yeah.
And she's just going crazy. And for an older lady, she's in good shape.
I would smack it for sure. Look.
Okay.
Well, we know little Bobby.
Look, he loves us. I really dug the movie. I mean, it had some corny bits
I enjoyed
and
it too.
Some things were a little corny, but you know, there were people laughing a lot in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
There were people, you know, jumping in the seat.
Really? Okay,
and yeah. There was also people who looked, you felt the genuine, like, scared vibe in it, in the theater. Like, there was an aura around it. And I think that those are the things that make these movies fantastic.
So is this movie going to revive M. Night Shyamalan's
name? I wouldn't trust him with a big budget.
Yeah.
But would you give him another 10?
Yes.
Or another 5?
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. It's a step in the right direction. I mean, it's a 12-step program. I need a few more steps to trust him back into my viewing.
Two more fine movies. You'll give him a chance.
Yeah, you know what? This was by far his best movie in a long time.
Yeah.
I think it was a great mix of humor and horror, kind of. It wasn't like just straight up. I mean, you watch Unbreakable and Signs, there's barely a lot of dialogue. It's very stilted. This really felt like it had a lot of life to it or energy, which I never really seen from him before. So I enjoyed it a lot. I don't think it's a perfect movie. I think it has still some problems.
It's getting about 66%.
Yeah.
It was really artistic, though. A lot of interesting shots.
It was well done.
Pretty wide scope.
Well, it's found footage, which, you know, it's, you got to get over that thing where you're like, they put the camera down.
Well,
you know
people
what I mean?
Put enough faith in him, like bringing in $25 million opening. Like, the name has not died. Good job.
It's creepy.
But taking the number one spot in another creepy movie goes to The Perfect Guy, bringing in $26.7 million from Screen Gems. Not doing so well in the reviews. I mean, critics are giving this like a 27.
Oh, okay.
Like, if you look at Rotten Tomatoes, critics, 27-ish. Audience, like 60. So, audience, pretty on par with The Visit.
I mean,
critics, not so much.
It was, you know, A-minus cinema score, $12 million budget. It came out at the same time this year as No Good Deed did last year.
It did more.
Yeah. And, you know, it all came out the same round, same time.
Yeah. But
you know,
the
you throw
money-wise.
Sanaa Lathan, Taraji P. Henson, throw a bunch of really good-looking black guys in it, have possibilities of seeing, you know, someone's breast pop out. It's a perfect way to do a movie.
Oof. What? I love Gugu Mathabay. I got the poster as my bed sheet now. She's got great cans.
I don't think it's Gugu Mathabay, Bobby.
He is coming back strong.
I was going to say, that mouth is just rolling today.
There was no chicks on Mount Everest. I mean, you know, this guy's sexually frustrated.
We had quite a discussion about that poster. That would be a great bed sheet.
No, it's, yeah.
Which poster?
I argued it was side boob.
The cleavage poster?
Yeah, but you got to cut the two dudes out.
The non-side
boob. I'm sure
I call it inner side boob.
Yeah. He sleeps right in between.
Also known as cleavage. You renamed a very well-known thing. It doesn't make any sense.
But he's wrong about Gugu Mathabay. It's Sanaa Lathan. Them, but he doesn't know any better. They're all the same to him.
So he's racist.
I mean, yeah.
He's a geek. He's the worst. He's all right.
See?
Good to know.
He's
well,
good.
Before we get into the international numbers or even our international titles game, we
first,
have something
actually,
else.
Yes, and this is something you didn't know about.
Oh.
And this was requested. You know, everyone wants to know Lil Bobby has such a fascination with you. Like, he just loves
really
you.
He does. He absolutely worships
and
the ground you walk
we
on.
We wanted to take a quick look back at the many looks of Sarah Stratton over the past year.
No, we do not.
Look right back here.
This is so uncomfortable.
No, this is great. We call this the green screen.
Yeah.
This way you can put any kind of dress you want in post, which is great.
Good
this was very early on. I believe this is like December.
This was like one of the first shows.
Not?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Blow my face up on
No, that's great.
No, November 13th. This was perfect.
Let's go on next one.
Who came up with this slideshow?
This I love because this
Christmas
is a great
sweater.
Christmas sweater.
Yeah.
Like, I honestly would wear this.
Is your hair in a French bun?
I think
a braid.
It's a braid.
It's a braid.
Yeah. I think this is great. I think this is one of the best Christmas sweaters. I hope you bring this back in next year. Let's go to the next one.
Yeah.
This is great. This is what we call the Celine Dion.
You know what? This is a fantastic look on you.
This is great. I think this is great. I love it. It's just...
It's a shirt.
It's a well done, though, but it hangs nicely on you.
Great arms, too.
All right, next one. Yeah, great arms. Look at those arms. This I call...
You approved this? In the booth, you approved this?
This is what we call the business attire.
Yes, that's Diane Lane.
Yes. Thank you, Diane Lane. Yes, very good point. This is like working women. This is what you could wear any day to the office, but also...
Is that cashmere?
To the bar. Oh, that might be cashmere.
Hey, it's never a wrong time
this
for cashmere.
This is A+. Let's go to the last one.
Yeah.
We call this one the... I believe it's the zebra.
Oh, gosh.
The zebra.
Yes, the zebra.
I mean, this is fantastic.
That shirt is all-star.
And let's just say the hair, I think, is fantastic.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't get away.
That's like the Sporty shirt. Spice look.
Thank you. Sporty Spice. That's great.
Yeah.
The many looks of Sarah, everybody. I just think this girl brings it every week.
Yeah, she's
I mean, let's give her a hand.
I mean, if you watch the first episode of Box Office Breakdown, it was a complete train wreck.
Yeah, but it was just me.
From now on, I'm just going to dress like you two. I'm just going to put on a backwards hat.
Yeah.
I'm going to wear t-shirts so I don't have to go through this again.
Make sure they're
we
tight.
We appreciate it. I mean, you brought a lot of style to this. Our first show was just me and Finstock staring.
And I was like 15
minutes
late.
We didn't know what we were doing.
And we had no games
going
on.
I think next
on.
Week we yeah. should switch outfits. You guys can wear the dress and I'll wear the backwards hat and
this
t-shirt.
This is great too. I love any dress with zippers on it.
Well, I'm going to come in. Well... I'm going to start. Well, let's do that. Let's do that the week after next because I'm going to wear like an extra small wife beater.
Oh, really?
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. I think we have a phone call. This is a packed show, everybody.
It is. It really is.
It's a 1 year anniversary. We have a packed show.
You know, I have an outline.
I know.
And you're just
it's going all over the place.
My outline.
Listen, this wasn't planned. Who do we got online?
You got the Bilzerian, the man with the guns and the tits. What's
yes,
up?
Wow, Dan Bilzerian, our first caller.
Our first caller from
our first
a long
celebrity
time
caller.
Ago. He
guys,
has...
congratulations on your 100,000th episode. That's what I'm calling in about, right?
Oh,
yeah, that's great.
Know,
that's
how
many
he keeps
we've
in
done.
His wallet, 100,000.
Hey, Dan, sorry I missed you in Comic-Con
I'm
this year.
I'm stand-up prizes in Vegas. Just kidding, guys. Happy one-year anniversary. There you go.
There you go. Thanks, you, man. Hey, so what movie are you working on now?
I mean, you guys have been following me on Instagram. You know I'm directing my first directorial debut. It's called Machine Guns and Nipples. Huge. It's going to be outstanding. We shot our first scene last night in the desert, routed off about 50,000 rounds. I got some illegal guns, and I just have girls in bikinis, mostly just flashing nips around here and there. We've already got distribution to multiple channels. Probably going to be a big deal at Toronto next year.
Oh, Dan, you know what? You never cease to amaze me.
I was about to say.
I mean, this is you got so much going on.
What an auteur.
You should run for president in 2020.
Hey, listen, it's me versus Kanye. It all depends on who has more Instagram followers by that point.
Oh, you're going to win hands down.
Oh, easily. No one wants Kanye.
I can't be more proud to be on your 1 year anniversary show. How's the really hot girl with the legs on your program?
We just paid tribute to her. She's just doing everything right in her life.
What's her name? Skylar?
Yeah, you can call me Skylar. My name is Skylar. You can look me up at Skylar.
Skylar Diggins.
I'm just kidding there, Stretton. I know all about you. I've been stalking you here and there. Even though I know you're not on social media, I stand outside your window.
You're right. I am not. Yeah. I am not on social media. You cannot find me.
She's back. She's on social media now.
But don't worry. I'm Dan Bilzerian. I have my way around all of that. I know people from the CIA, the MIS, the NSA, the AFA, APA, the ETA, the ICA, and the OPA.
And CAA.
Well, that is wonderful.
And we know it's down OPP.
Yeah. And the and
I'm going to have you go check out AA, and we're going to move on.
Hey, Dan. Really appreciate the call.
Thanks for the call, man. Our first guest
guys,
ever.
Listen, can't wait for another year of programming. I love everybody there. And I can tell you guys, there's an open invitation to the desert. We're shooting for the next 6 months. Just bring guns and boobs, and you're welcome.
Dude, chicks and guns.
The two best things in America.
I got my motorcycle taking off. I'm heading off the Fury Road. You guys be good.
See you, Danny.
Thanks, man. Wow.
Goodbye.
What a great American.
Wow, this guy.
Can I move on now?
Dan Bilzerian.
And I have to hand the reins over to you anyway. Our next segment is we are introducing something new. You've heard of our international titles game.
Yep.
But we're thinking about adding some new games to the mix.
Yep.
So this is one of the many options. JT, will you take it away?
Yeah, so international games have been a big hit. We've done it for a year, but we feel like we need some more games here. You know, it's fun. I love talking international titles, but what's one step above that? Let's start talking about international posters.
Just as good.
Now, I don't have a title for this yet, so if anyone out there wants to give some recommendations, throw it at me.
Yeah, we'll take it out
Twitter,
and we'll give you
Facebook.
Credit for it.
Now, if you're listening to your iPhone, you might have to look these up on your iPhone, because you're listening down your iPhone. But I'm going to post the posters that we're about to show you on our Facebook page, and you guys can give your comments and vote for which one you think is the best of the worst.
Yes, that's the key.
That's the key.
The
best of the worst.
Of the worst.
So I'm going to show you three posters internationally, and we're going to kind of break them down and kind of give our opinions and then decide which one's the worst, best of the worst.
And for
the
those worst. Of you who don't know, there's like a strategy to movie posters where you look, and there's really like only 8 designs. Mm-hmm. And you just switch in the people's like pictures and names.
Well, international gets a little crazy, whereas we're about to see. Let's go to the first international poster. What is it of? Oh, The Godfather. I find this very interesting. I believe this is from Europe. I believe maybe Poland.
This makes it look like a wonderful restaurant.
That's what I'm saying. Like, why did they have a thing of spaghetti there? Where does that come from?
Is that photoshopped in?
No, that's fettuccine. That's what they do.
That's fettuccine. I get the chess thing because, you know, The Godfather is kind of a chess game.
Okay.
In some ways.
Get minus the food.
Yeah,
fine poster.
You take that food out, it's not bad.
No, with the spoon, too.
This is Olive Garden.
You know what?
That's how I feel.
It's going to be hard to beat that.
It's going to be hard to
beat
that.
Really good one.
Well, let's wait till you see what's next. Right. The next film, please. Bad Lieutenant.
Oh, God.
Harvey Keitel. Late 80s, 90s film. It was NC-17 at the time. Nicolas Cage did a remake called Bad Lieutenant.
This was a fantastic film. If anybody hasn't seen this yet, please go watch it.
Does this poster do it justice?
I could understand why this is an international poster, because they're very open with sex over there.
Oh,
there are some sexual scenes in this film. They grade this out. So it's not like breaking any laws as far as like posting it in the theater, but this goes to show, this is, the movie
is he wearing a heart locket?
The movie's raw.
Well, he's like a heroin and stuff. They used my body for that. I got paid like 20 bucks.
The movie's raw and you're seeing him raw here. So it works, but this would never happen. You would never see this in American theater.
What year was this? 80-something?
It was like 89 or 90,
this
maybe.
This looks like
was
a horrible romance novel.
Have you never watched this?
Like, put long hair on. No.
This is an amazing film.
He's a crooked cop.
This is like Fabio.
He's jacked. He must have been on the same drugs the one was on.
All right, let's get to the last poster.
That's an amazing poster.
What?
This was a poster for Predator in Ghana.
Wow. Wait.
Now, in Ghana, what they would do is they would draw their own posters.
That looks
posters.
Like Josh McCougar.
They would draw their own posters because they couldn't afford to ship the posters over.
Oh, yeah.
So when you went to the theater, this is like their own made posters that they would make.
Yeah, okay, see, that's cool, though.
Yeah.
Well, in a way, because they made
it. Let's break this down. Yes, Schwarzenegger, that looks like Schwarzenegger. There's one girl Predator. She's covered up the whole time. She doesn't look like that.
No, she definitely
doesn't. And the Predator looks nothing like that.
That looks like Roxy.
This never happens. I mean, I feel bad for people that walked into this movie because this is disappointing.
This is true. This is very poor,
misleading.
Very misleading.
Yeah, but you know, they're just happy to get to go to the theater over there.
You think this movie looks fantastic, but if you saw what the actual movie was with the expectation of this, you might be disappointed.
You'll get this at any point in the movie.
Well, you know what they're doing.
You don't
here.
Get the top half of this.
Here's what they're doing. They're going to show Schwarzenegger and they're going to show a little alien. And then everybody's going to wait until the girl pops up, but she never does. But the movie's so good that you don't care anymore.
I don't think so. I think if you have an expectation and it's not met, like if you look at all the posters we just saw, you go in and all the other two posters, you would see the movie and then hopefully be like, oh, this was better than the poster.
The Godfather, you're just like, spaghetti?
Well, I'll tell you what.
And then you were like, this is amazing.
You're right.
This.
Look at this.
Nothing.
I mean, I'll tell you what. I don't know where to go with this. All right, here's the deal. I think we could all agree.
Yeah.
We could take out Bad Lieutenant. Because I don't think that's going to win. These other two are just phenomenal.
Yeah.
I have to go with... This is the worst.
Yeah, I have to go with this one because...
Because it's not what it is.
I'm going to go with this one, too.
It looks nothing like The Predator.
But this is the worst best one.
This is the worst best one, yeah.
Like, this could be a whole nother movie that we could
see. Are you kidding?
See.
That's going to be my screensaver now. That is an amazing poster.
It is pretty good.
I love these guys across seas. These guys are the best.
All right, so
I like this game a lot.
So our votes are in.
Our votes
are in. If you guys have votes on, if you agree with us, if you disagree with us,
let us know. Check the Facebook box office breakdown. There will be a post with all three posters in the comments. You just let us know what you think, and we'll count them up, and we'll announce it next week who got the most votes.
Yeah, and then we're going to try to recreate that poster with us three here.
We can recreate the winning poster.
Mate, you know what? We'll put both of
make
us up
Godfather
there.
Win.
We'll throw both of us up there.
Oh, man.
All right. So, getting into international numbers now.
That was an international poster game.
Because we have so much to say about
the international poster game.
We'll come up with something.
Mission Impossible Rogue Nation topped foreign box office with $91.3 million this weekend, pushing its global total past the $600 million mark.
Jeez.
The bulk of that haul came from China, where the film grossed a massive $86 million, making it the best ever opening for Mission Impossible series, and the best debut of Tom Cruise's career in the People's Republic.
We knew it was going
to
happen.
I'm so mad. I learned how to say China in Chinese this weekend, and I forgot.
Well, it's a hard language.
It's a hard language. It's two words, yes.
Yeah, crazy people.
Is it?
No. It's
two,
like
two words?
Yeah.
Chai?
No.
Yeah. La Gatara.
No, I'll relearn it and bring it back last week. Because I was going to talk about it and see if you guys knew what I was talking about. Anyway, the fifth film in the spy series has grossed $613 million, to be precise. And only Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol is the only one ahead of it with $694.7 million.
It's gonna, I think it's gonna beat it. If it did 86 opening weekend in China, it's got a long run. It's gonna make at least
another 86.
If it makes another 86, then you got bam.
You're good.
Oh, you might be right.
It's gonna pass it.
Yep, I think so.
All right, in second place, Fox debuted Maze Runner.
Got it before us.
Scorched Trials. It's been in 21 international markets. We're not getting it until this week. It's racked up to $26.8 million, which has improved upon the performance of its predecessor, which was 2014's The Maze Runner. And it's doing better in every territory. The picture will add 41 new markets this next week, in addition to the U.S.
I'm glad
to hear
it's doing. I
really don't
want to
see a bunch of metrosexuals running around acting like straight kids for 2 hours.
I disagree with that completely.
Jeez, that's you're how you're going to come at it?
I mean, he might be right. You know, I'm
Dylan
not really...
Dylan O'Brien's great.
Who?
Yeah, see?
I mean, I will say the trailers look better this time around. Because I watched the first one recently and it was okay. The reason why I watched the first one was because I saw the trailer for the sequel and I said, it looks
like
it could be better.
Have you just started seeing the trailers for the sequel? Because I just started seeing them. Like this week.
No, maybe like a month ago in the theater.
Really?
In the theater, yeah.
Oh, goodness.
And it looked better, and I was like, all right, maybe I should go back and watch the first one.
I think The Maze Runner was like one of the first shows we talked about. I think it came out like when we did our first two episodes.
Yeah, I think it was towards the beginning.
Probably one of them.
Hopefully they had to do one more and we never talk about it again.
Also of note, Minions became the second biggest animated film in history after debuting in China. The Despicable Me spinoffs, $1.28 billion.
Jesus.
Is outranked Minions. By Frozen. It scored $20 million in China on its opening day.
Wow, I wonder if it could reach Frozen territory. That's insane.
I would be so disheartened if this reached Frozen territory.
Yeah, apparently it's a much better movie. I've never seen Frozen. I know. Have you seen it?
No.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to watch Frozen, and then I'm going to go on JT Movie Things.
Perfect.
So we can talk about Frozen. In fourth place, German comedy...
Oh, Fak you Gote 2.
I don't even know what that is, but I had to put it there just because of the title alone.
Yeah, it's Fak you Gote 2.
F your goatee? I don't know. No. It's true, Lucy.
You're semi-German, right?
No. Oh, well, okay. But I... Never mind. Anyway.
Fak you.
It is spelled F-A-C-K space J-U.
Yeah, fak you. Fak you Gote. Whoever Gote is.
It's a sequel, apparently.
Well, it has picked up $20 million. while Pixar's Inside Out and the Tom Hardy crime movie Legend tied for fifth place with 5.3. So, yes.
Interesting.
The German movie came in fourth. Yeah. It's nice to talk about another country, mostly talk about us or China.
It's usually China.
Come on, Germans.
Fuck you.
Too. It must be good.
Okay. Yeah. And we're pronouncing that, I'm sure, very wrong.
Very
and
wrong,
I apologize.
Sorry.
Fuck you, Gote. It's unbelievable.
All right. If we have a caller who speaks German, please call in at the end of the show and tell us how to pronounce this.
He's going to say the same thing I said.
All right.
Okay.
With an accent.
You can do the whole accent on your game now.
Okay.
Here we go. All right. Are we doing an international thing?
That's exactly what we're doing.
I'm going to stand up for this one.
Wow.
I'm going to go in front of this
camera. Are you going to go in front of the
camera? Yes.
Oh.
I'm going to go in front of that camera.
Beautiful. That camera.
I'm going to try to give my all this time, okay?
Yeah.
I'll stay in frame.
Okay.
I'm not going to be able to hear it, though. I can't do it.
This is a huge show.
This is usually the best show.
You can hear it.
Go. Let's see.
Break out the Rosetta Stone, because it's time for the international title game.
al esfuerzo y al heroísmo de una revolución. No lo queremos.
I really tried to reach. Didn't work.
That was beautiful.
You did a great job.
Oh, my God.
I think just... interpretive dance is your next career.
That's a once-in-a-year thing, because that just took so much out of me.
Yeah, but that was fantastic.
I tried.
You tried. I saw it. Man. I'm telling you, interpretive dance.
I might have to.
Here
Kanye's
go.
Backup dancers.
I could be on the TV Music Awards next year.
Yeah, I want to go to the Kanye show on the 25th.
Continue with your game,
right,
please.
Let's do this. See if I can try country.
Foreign movie title game. Everything from China. We're going with one of my idols, Nick Nolte.
The best.
For Walk in the Woods. He's been a legend in everybody's mind for a really long time.
The best.
He did a movie called Blue Chips.
Yeah, Shaquille O'Neal.
With Shaquille and Anthony Hardaway.
Yeah,
some white guy from Indiana.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
There's the Blue Chips? Okay.
No idea.
Hot Cheat Coach.
Hot Cheap Coach.
No, cheat. Cheat.
It almost sounds like Hot Cheetos.
Hot Cheetos.
Maybe it is. Maybe I was eating them when I made it up.
That's a good point. Next.
U-Turn.
Oh, yeah. The Oliver Stone movie.
You know, La Guitarra.
Yeah, Jennifer Lopez, isn't it?
Yeah.
And Sean Penn was in it.
She was so sick of Nolte and Penn hitting on her that she brought her boyfriend on set every day to thwart their efforts.
Penn beat him up?
Yeah.
Was it P. Diddy?
But then she was also sick of them smoking and drinking, like, on set as well. And she tried to get... She was like, I want these guys fired. And they were like, yeah, think again.
Yeah, I'm going to fire Sean Penn.
So what is it called?
You.
Yeah. So it's called Cry on the Wrong Road.
That makes sense. If you see
that's
the movie.
Kind of a good title.
Yeah.
All right. Hotel Rwanda.
Oh, nice.
Don Cheadle classic.
Yeah, of course.
It was him, Gugu Mathabay, yep. Sanaa Lathan, Robin Givens, Neil Long.
He has 100 credits on IMDb.
And Jesus. Everybody else. Who? Don Cheadle?
No, Nick Nolte.
He's one of the best actors of our time. Hotel Rwanda. Black Rice.
I don't know what that means. Okay.
as in rice?
Rice. Eating rice.
All right, what's the next one? Because I don't know.
Black rice.
Hot Cheetos.
Well, you know, they were like picking rice in that movie and everything. And
were you eating lunch when you wrote this?
Okay. Gangster Squad.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Peach Posse.
That doesn't make any sense. Peach?
Peach Posse.
They do take down a brothel in the beginning, but...
Hot Cheetos.
This is tough.
I'm going to go with Hot Cheetos because it sounds like...
So once again, Hot Cheat Coach.
Hot Cheat Coach.
Cry on the Wrong Road.
I'm going with Hot Cheetos.
Okay.
Hotel Rwanda. Black Rice.
There was a look. There was a look on Black Rice.
Okay, next.
Gangster Squad. Peach Posse.
I already said
that. I didn't see the look. Now I was thinking the black rice is the one it wouldn't be. Cause how would he come up with black rice? Unless he was eating black rice.
No, they were picking rice. They don't have food in Rwanda.
I've seen the movie. I don't remember them picking rice.
They don't have a lot of food in Rwanda.
You see, he's backing it up. I'm going to go black rice.
Okay.
Engineer?
I'm going to go with the second one.
Cry on the Wrong Road?
That was my second choice.
Wait.
You guys are all wrong. It's Gangster Squad. Peach Posse.
Damn it.
Because the movie was so stupid that I was substituting the word peach for what they really call it. Like the vagina posse.
Is that what they really call it?
No. But that's what I call it because the movie was terrible. Okay. And everybody in there was a
vagina?
Yeah.
Gotcha. What are you saying?
I don't even know what he's saying.
It was a terrible movie.
Damn, you want to take back whatever you just said.
Well done. You stumped us all.
You start off the year with a win.
Yeah.
I just like saying peach.
Good job. I mean,
probably
damn
got it.
That's three in a row I've won.
Is it really? Is none of us won one?
Yeah, I've turned
the
corner.
This is why we need some of our own games so we can then beat him.
I've turned the corner.
This is what we can do. All right. Well, let's get into our top five films, and we're switching up. These aren't going to be Nick Nolte films. We normally keep our things together. We are actually going to focus on someone else, Kate Bosworth. The lovely lady. She was in 90
Minutes from Heaven?
90 Minutes, something kind of. Didn't make the top five, but she's made some other movies that have made quite a bit of money. Let's start with her number five. Win a Date with Tad Hamilton.
Starring Mark Ellis.
Yeah.
Topher Grace.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, the B team is doing a short. It's going to be called Win a Date with Cody Hall.
Yeah. Well, Win a Date with Tad Hamilton adjusted made $23 million back in 2004.
Yeah, who's the guy now that it was like Josh Duhamel?
It was Josh Duhamel, Kate Bosworth, and Topher Grace.
Yep.
It was terrible.
It was the basic best friend.
Yeah.
Is in love with the girl, but she doesn't realize
it.
It was
kind of her, like, time. Yeah. But she really did well in the early 2000s. Mm-hmm. She had that whole relationship. I don't know if she was still with Orlando Bloom at this point.
Oh, was she?
I think so, yeah.
I think they had their whole thing.
They were together
before he was with Miranda, Victoria's Secret model.
He
was with Kate Bosworth, I believe.
I saw them together a bunch of times. You know, Topher Grace's real name is Christopher.
Mm-hmm. I knew that.
But he dropped the Chris because he hated it.
Happens all the time.
And then he went to summer camp with Chloe Sauvigny.
Oh, she's nice.
And you know what she does.
I feel like Topher Grace is a very polarizing person. Like, a lot of people either really like him or really don't.
He kind of has, like, one shtick in my eyes. Like, I feel like every role he does is kind of a variation of every other role he does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's never really gone too far. I think Traffic's the one time
he was just an American Ultra, and my theory of why that failed is because everyone in it was so polarizing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you put Topher Grace, Kristen Stewart, and Jesse Eisenberg, mm-hmm. all of which you either hate or love them.
True.
And if you hate any of them, you probably don't want to go.
Yeah.
He's a decent guy, Topher, in real life, too. He's not a bad guy.
We met him at Maria's party. Yeah. He was really nice.
He's a really nice guy.
Well, all of you, we should convert you to Topher Likers. We're going to watch That 70s Show for a while. I think people like him.
Not that show.
Going up to Blue Crush.
Mm.
Really, I think, one of Kate Bosworth's most memorable roles.
Yeah.
The Surfer movie brought in $58 million adjusted back in 2002.
Yeah.
It was her, who was also in it, Michelle Rodriguez
and Abigail Breslin.
Yeah.
Oh, she was like five.
No, it was not.
I don't remember who the other people were, but she was the star.
Yes.
And the trailer, I was just...
They made a second one.
Stockwell directed it.
Yeah, it was like straight DVD though, wasn't it?
I don't even know who was in it.
It made it to theater.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
No way.
And a little known fact about this, Kate Bosworth was knocked unconscious during filming. Remember, like, Lady Rachel McAdams was last week. But the difference was she woke up naked in the McDonald's parking lot under a limo with a fillet of fish on her stomach.
You're lying.
Yeah.
You're lying. Yes, you are lying.
Yeah, no.
Great.
But she was really knocked unconscious for like almost a half hour by a surfboard.
Oh,
I mean,
well,
I don't know why putting these actresses in such, you know, bad situations over here.
I disagree. I mean, I think that there are a couple actresses who are really well known for doing their stunts. Again, mm-hmm. Jolie does a lot. And sometimes it draws in a bigger crowd. Like, especially, like, talk about the Mission Impossible. When Tom Cruise does his own stunts, it pulls in people.
That's true.
One of the reasons people like Mad Max so much, because of the practical effects. Like, if you have a girl that's capable and wants to, like, why not add that? And you probably get better shots.
You know what the crazy part about it is, too? Sorry, JT.
Okay.
She has two different color eyes.
Yes, she does.
Now, really? I dated a chick with two different color eyes once. And if you're in, like, the right position, and you look to the left, and you see one eye, and then you look to the right, and you see the other eye, it's sort of like a different person. You could like almost like sort of call it like a menage a trois.
No. But she does, and it did cause some drama.
She looks totally different.
They tried to like edit it out on her before. Like,
color,
and when she does like modeling.
They did it on the poster here.
Which is, I would be very annoyed.
It's creepy. I don't like it.
I don't think I've ever seen a girl with two different colored eyes for.
Max Scherzer has it too from the Washington Nationals.
That's insane.
Think she is so gorgeous with her natural eyes. All right, number three, the film 21 brought in $94 million adjusted. I completely forgot she was in this.
Yeah, me too. I never saw the film.
She was the love interest.
So.
Martin, whatever.
It's about the kids who are in like IT and they learn how to count cards and go to Vegas. Yes. I think Kevin Spacey was in this too, wasn't he?
He was. He was the leader.
That's right. Okay.
But the crazy
I don't remember her face in this. It doesn't stick out to me.
I honestly didn't know she was in
it.
It
was Lawrence Fishburne was in it.
Jim Sturgis.
Kevin Spacey.
It's loosely based on a true story, apparently. Also.
It was a true story, but they were all Asians.
21 is a fact-based story about six MIT students who were trained to become experts in card counting and subsequently took Vegas casinos for millions in winnings.
Mm. All Asians, but they know they wouldn't fly with all Asian cast unless they opened it in China.
Well, nowadays that would work.
Yes.
All right, correct. Bringing in her number two movie is Remember the Titans.
Wow, was she like one of the girlfriends of one of the players? Yeah. I don't remember her.
We're
going to
have to look it up. It made $179 million adjusted back from 2000.
Really, really good film.
Yeah, a really good movie. I haven't seen it in a long time, to be honest with you, but I remember seeing theaters and, you know.
Denzel was fantastic.
I love football movies, and especially when you put that social kind of undertone to it with the whole racist thing. So, yeah.
She plays Emma Hoyt.
Emma Hoyt. It has to be the, I think it's like the quarterback's.
Yeah, it's
there's also Hayden Christensen.
He's in that too?
Not Hayden Christensen. What's her? Hayden Panettiere.
Yeah, Hayden Panettiere plays the daughter of
Yeah,
she's
really,
she's young in it.
Yeah. The only other women in it are like Nicole Ari Parker.
Oh, yeah. You know who she is?
No, who's
Carol
that?
Boone.
She's not sexual chocolate. She's the black girl in Boogie Nights.
Oh, okay.
Becky Barnett.
She is in Boogie Nights. She's Becky Barnett. She's in Soul Food.
She's got a fantastic body.
Well, there you go. Those are the women of Remember the Titans. Going up to her number one movie comes to money, Superman Returns 2006, $256 million adjusted.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And didn't get a sequel. That was supposed to be the reboot of Superman. Didn't work out. A lot of people complained. She was one of the main complaints in the movie. I remember when the film came out.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Everyone was like, oh, Bonzer was a knock. I didn't think she was that bad. The problem was the role they gave her. I hated the whole super kid thing.
I think that...
Because they had Superman's kid in there, and she's like a single mother. He's flying outside her door, staring through her walls like a creeper. And I thought she was okay, but like I don't know why she got as much hate as she did for that movie.
It was one of those things that I... Personally, when you look at Superman Returns, it must have been really exciting for the group of people involved to think that you do have like Kevin Spacey, James Marsden, like Kate Bosworth,
Brandon Roth,
Brian Singer coming off the X-Men series.
Exactly. Like there must have been so much hope behind this movie.
I can't even tell you.
And just to then have it just slammed repeatedly year after year.
It was like the forgotten Superman.
Used as, and especially now when we get so many superhero movies, it's just listed on like the dark side of the superhero movies.
Yeah, Will Smith was supposed to be in this. Forgotten. Will Smith was offered a role.
Of what, Superman?
Yeah.
Wow.
But he declined. He goes, you don't mess with white people's heroes in Hollywood. He's like, you'll never work in this town again. Direct quote.
I can't. Interesting. I can't tell you how excited I was for this movie. Like, I remember the previews. They were using Marlon Brando's voice from the original film. Like, I was so psyched for this movie. And I'm not gonna. It wasn't like Phantom Menace. Okay, it wasn't that bad of a movie.
No,
it wasn't. It wasn't one of those movies when it came out where everyone was just like, "This is not that very good." People enjoyed it enough. Look how much money it made.
But it was on the heels of like. You know, before superhero movies were coming out like every 2 months.
Yeah.
This is the first one in like a couple of years.
True, but it's not a horrible movie. I know
it is definitely grouped into the bad superhero movies.
It failed.
Yes. Yeah. You look at, like, I just brought it up on Rotten Tomatoes. It's certified 76% critics.
I'm telling you.
61 audience score, which for a superhero movie is irregular.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, it's the critic scores that are lower and the audience scores that are higher with any superhero movie. Mm-hmm. And this one just didn't meet expectations.
I think Singer just tried too hard to be in line with the older films instead of updating it to where we are now.
Yeah.
And I think it just, for some reason, didn't connect with the audience as much as Warner Bros. Was hoping.
Mm-hmm.
And then they decided to go the Man of Steel route with, you know, Nolan executive producing, Snyder, and now look at that.
I think I watched like 25 minutes of this movie and shut it off.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, man. Well,
I saw theaters like 3 years.
Terrible.
We'll send thank you to Miss Kate Bosworth for being the focus of our list, and we'll go on to our upcoming films. Since I was just talking about Rotten Tomatoes, might as well talk about it a little more. This is the first week since I can remember when.
Yeah.
One, that I'm excited about multiple movies coming out.
Totally.
Two,
agree.
That they're announcing what the scores are. It's like no score yet available for the movie. This week, we have scores.
We're getting into some
things to expect.
Because when the studios know they have a decent movie, they give it to the critics early.
Absolutely.
Or when they think they have a decent movie, they give it to the critics early. So we'll start off the talk about Black Mass.
Yes.
Black Mass? I got a ticket to see something called Black Ass in Inglewood tomorrow. And I think I'm going to bring Spicy Lucy with me.
Wow.
That's a totally different movie.
Yeah, that sounds like I might go see that.
Yeah. I mean, trade out your tickets. Yeah. It'll be a great show. Yeah.
See you all in Inglewood.
Yeah.
All right. So Black Mass
with an M
is coming out. Of course, people are really talking about Johnny Depp leading in this. Is it his comeback? We will see.
There's been so many trailers to this. Like, there's like 7 trailers, but he's on record saying this is his favorite movie of all time.
What? Yep. Did he say that?
Yep, 100%.
Wow.
I mean,
what did you expect him to pick?
I would have said Blow. He was great in that.
I mean, I love Donnie Darko.
Maybe Chocolat.
Even Edward Scissorhands.
I was going to say Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah.
He's put up a lot of stinkers, though.
Yeah, I mean, from...
Like, if the very beginning of Pirates, but now he's like, he's not like Pirates. The rock star who sang the same song over and over again.
I'm going to make a bold prediction.
Okay. Let's hear it.
I think he's going to get an Oscar nod.
Okay.
Really?
Yep. And I think it might get Best Picture nominated, too.
Wow.
I know a lot of people in Toronto are saying this is fantastic.
I just don't think I'm letting my hopes get up for this
one.
Yeah,
you seem to really... You got your guard up.
I have my guard, wall.
Yeah.
I have a wall right now. I will see it.
The Bolger story
is crazy. And maybe
it will
help. Maybe me going in with low expectations
will help this.
Because I like a lot of the actors in it. I like a lot of the actresses in it. And
you too.
Joel Edgerton.
I've heard this story so many times where it's like A-list cast, this new thing, like normally around crime and pace, and then I go and I'm like, why'd you just throw, I feel like you just threw tomatoes at my face.
Yeah, well, like, this guy Bolger is a really nasty person. I mean, he was working for both sides of the fence.
I hope it's great.
I think it will be. He's been on the run. He was on the run for like 16 years. Somebody was looking out for him. And they finally got him up in Santa Monica. Yeah. Some girl I know was like living like 3 doors away from him. Had no clue who he was. This guy's a nice guy. They found, when they raided the place, they found $822,000 in $100 bills in the wall.
Wow.
I mean, it's definitely going to bring in some people.
Yeah, I'm excited to see it. I think Johnny Depp, everyone's saying he's
Benedict
back.
Cumberbatch.
Let's see it. Let's
Joel
see
Edgerton,
it.
Sienna Miller, gonna, Dakota
I think
Johnson.
I think we're going to see an Oscar nod for him.
All right, we'll see what happens.
We will see. Also coming out, The Maze Runner, Scorch Trials, not doing as well in the reviews.
Oh,
but,
where is it
well, at? Rotten Tomatoes, you've got 63%
okay, still early.
On critics. Also, different audience.
True, very different.
Different audience. This isn't, he's sighing over there, but these are people, it's the young book readers, young adults. Like anyone who's ever watched Teen Wolf is going to go see this movie.
100%, because he's in it, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Dylan O'Brien is in Teen Wolf.
Is he from Teen Wolf? I didn't know that.
Unfortunately, this is going to make some money.
Yeah, I don't know about you guys. This is going to be number one this weekend.
Absolutely.
It's a sequel to a young adult novel.
Black Mass will give it a little bit of a run for its money.
Yeah,
but...
well, the next film, I think we'll do all right, too.
Everest.
Yes.
Everest is the next one we're talking about. I'm very excited about this one. I've said it for a while. I'm just interested how they pull the storylines together. Everest is coming out also with an A-list cast.
Yeah, it's only in 500 theaters, though, right?
Gyllenhaal. Yeah, I think it's...
This is not wide.
Well, it will be wide, but
not this week.
This week, but it's starring Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yep.
Also, like, Josh Brolin's in it, Keira Knightley, Robin Wright, John Hawks. Wow. Like,
that's what
some big
little Bobby had.
Heavy
he
hitters.
Was talking about Everest that one time that he said earlier about it.
Yes, he did.
That's right, yeah.
He was there on the set. That's where he seems to have lost his foot. I don't think I believe him.
Frostbite.
Keira Knightley did a topless scene in the movie Hole at the age of 15. And coincidentally, it was Jared from Subway's favorite movie.
Yeah, you said that earlier, little
Bobby.
Yeah,
no, he needed to say that again. He needed to say that again.
Because
I didn't hear it.
Everest 2015, this week, supposedly 500 plus.
Yeah, I think IMAX.
I don't see where it's nationwide releases, though.
It might get some IMAX screens. I know it was shot specifically for IMAX, but maybe they had a deal where it hits IMAX first.
How do you get away with doing a topless scene at 15? Like, how does that work?
Who?
Keira Knightley did a topless scene at age 15.
It was in England, and they're just a little looser.
Yeah, but they have to sign some kind of agreements, right?
Oh, sure.
I don't know.
Like, there's got to be something wrong with that. That's child pornography.
I'm not going to try and answer that. I don't know.
It's child pornography.
You build up that defense. You go get her rights.
I mean, Natalie Portman in The Professional was basically showing everything, too, and she was like 10.
Also, a movie I know you guys are excited about, Sicario, is coming out in 6 theaters.
This is the one I'm most excited for this weekend.
So many theaters.
It's,
are you going to go search this out?
It's got to be Arclight Hollywood.
It blew away Toronto.
I guarantee you it'll be at Arclight Hollywood.
Toronto, people are saying this thing's fantastic.
Yeah, Alicia Malone's told me it's fantastic.
Denis Villeneuve is going to be, he's going to win an Oscar very soon.
Blade Runner 2 is his next project, which I'm really curious. I like Prisoners. I didn't love it as much as everybody else, but I missed Enemy, which I still need to catch up on.
Mm-hmm.
But I love the trailer for this thing. I think the cast, I think Benicio
looks
awesome.
You've got Emily O'Blunt, you've got Benicio Emily del Toro, you've got Josh Brolin.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a fun time.
And the trailer is just... the trailer's gripping. The whole time watching it, I was just like, I want to see this movie right now.
For those of you who don't know what it's about, it's, according to Rotten Tomatoes, in the lawless border area stretching between the U.S. and Mexico, idealistic FBI agent, played by Miss Emily Blunt, is enlisted by an elite government task force official, Josh Brolin, to aid in the escalating war against drugs.
Yeah, and Sicario means hitman in Mexico, so that's like... Obviously, there's going to be some hitmen in this movie. Drug lords. It's going to be a graphic, I think, violent film.
Yes.
You could tell just from the trailer, but I think it's going to... It's attacking something that I'm really interested in, because it's in the news all the time. I mean, I just think it's going to be awesome.
Absolutely. I totally agree. And like I said, I saw the first 15 minutes of this.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah. Because I'm friends with Denis. He did Prisoners
for
a company. And he's I was delivering him something. I think it was a Blade Runner. Something on Blade Runner. And... he's like, hey, you want to sit here? And I sat there and watched the first 15 minutes. It's mind-blowing.
Oh, can't wait. That's the one to see this weekend if you guys can find it. Luckily, we're in L.A. I know we can find it, so I'm going to find it.
Oh, yeah, you can find it. You're 100%
will. 100% will.
Yeah.
Are you advising internet searching? Because we must say no to that.
I know where it's at.
Okay.
All right, so these are the real ones to talk about. You also have on here Cooties.
Yes, this looks like a fun movie.
I have no idea what this is.
It's basically a kid zombie movie. It takes place in an elementary school where the kids think it's cooties, but it's actually like a zombie virus. And all the teachers are locked in the school and have to basically fight all the kids to get out of the school. Like, they have to take out the kid zombies.
It's like Toy Soldiers.
It's Rainn Wilson?
Rainn Wilson.
How many theaters is this playing
in? Elijah Wood.
It's going to be limited. I don't think it's going to be that wide, but Elijah Wood stars in it. It's got just a fantastic, like, comedic cast.
Kind of sounds hilarious.
Mm-hmm. It does, and the trailer looks really funny. It's literally a great concept. Like, the kids, I love the fact that you see it through the kids' eyes. They think it's cooties, and it's a zombie virus.
My buddy William Calamita, I went to school with him in, like, second grade. He was, like, the first guy that had, like, real cooties. Like, they used to go through the classroom and, like, check for lice and stuff like that with, like, combs. And, like, he would always, like, get pegged, like, all the time. Like, William, you gotta get out of here.
Is that
like,
what they called cooties? Lice?
Lice. Well, really? You know, cooties, lice. Yeah, he was bad. Like, his hair was, he was a train wreck, this kid.
I didn't know that was, like, a correlation.
Yeah, me either.
All right, well, these are the upcoming movies.
Cooties.
We'll see. Definitely, it's going to change up
William
the
Calamita.
Box office this week.
Yeah, it's gonna be tough.
Right now, the highest number is at 26 million. So, we will see what's going to get started. Let's make some predictions. To get everything out there, we need to be considering The Perfect Guy, The Visit. You need to consider if you want to also include War Room, Walk in the Woods, and Mission Impossible. And the newcomers, Black Mass, The Maze Runner, and Everest.
I don't think you can count Everest at 500 theaters.
It's
500 plus. I don't trust your theater counts anymore, because last time I asked you about A Walk in the Woods, it ended up being over 1,000.
True. Okay. That's true.
Okay. 500 plus. What's that mean?
Oh, do I need to do some research?
That's all right. I'll start it off, because I feel pretty comfortable with my list.
Okay, you do that.
Number one is The Maze Runner. Like we said, young adult, Teen Wolf. It's a sequel. A lot of people that I talked to seem to really like that first film.
Yeah.
Even though I didn't love it, I still enjoyed it. And the second, like I said, it looks better.
Mm-hmm.
It's up the ante. Like, I didn't like the first Hunger Games, but I thought the second was great. I don't think this one's going to be on that level, but they have got a bigger budget, and it looks like a more exciting film.
Mm-hmm.
Get a little bit of that summer, you know, blockbuster vibe. So I'm going to go to that, number one. Number two, Black Mass, Johnny Depp. The adults are going to be seeing this while the kids are seeing Maze Runner. So to me, it's not going to be close, but it's easily going to be the one and two. Then I'm going to go The Visit, because I don't think any of these other films are going to break Everest. Sicario, definitely not, and Cootie's definitely not. So I'm going to go The Visit. I think it's going to drop off less than The Perfect Guy. I think The Perfect Guy was front-loaded. So number three, The Visit. Number four, then I will go Perfect Guy. And then the fifth one is the one I'm really kind of struggling. I'm going to go War Room.
Wow, that's the same thing I got.
Same list?
So you have Everest off the map.
Yeah, 500 plus is not going to...
I don't trust your guys' numbers anymore.
And today starts our new season of guessing.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm aware.
Because... I don't think ever... Is it going wide? It's not going wide,
is it? It's 500 theaters.
It's 500 plus.
Yeah. So
but you got to look at it this way.
I think it has an IMAX thing. That's where it's, a lot of them are going to be in IMAX.
See, now,
we got the same list, right? Yeah. Correct? Are you changing anything, or are you sticking with that?
Well, I'm thinking about it now, because if it's in 1,600 theaters and it made 7 in the War Room. Now, what you're thinking is it's probably going to go down to about 4. Can Everest do 4 million in 500 theaters is the question. I'm going to go ahead and say no. So, number one, Maze Runner.
Okay.
At 40 plus, maybe 42. And then you'll have to...
Is this the same as mine?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's just... On the first one, how much are you saying?
Maze Runner is going to do 42.
All right, I'm going to say 36.
Okay. Black Mass, I think, does 27. The Visit, like you said, I think outperforms Perfect Guy this year. Mm-hmm. I mean, this month.
This week.
This week.
We got
there.
I didn't
get a lot of sleep yesterday. I think it's just going to have more legs than that.
Okay.
Perfect Guy, like you said, front-loaded. And I think the War Room sticks around for reason.
If we tie 36 and 40, whoever's closest.
Yes.
Do you agree with our list, or are you changing it up?
I don't agree with your list.
Okay.
You are correct that most of the theaters seem to be IMAX,
mm-hmm.
which are rolling out for Everest.
Yep.
But I think it's going to make money.
And 500 plus?
Can it do $5 million is the question.
Yes.
So you're putting out at 5 instead of...
If A Walk in the Woods can do $8
million. Yeah, but that's at 1,700 theaters. That's
no, it was at 1,300.
Still 700 more.
You're at 500 plus. Who says...
599?
So you got the same as us, but you're changing 5
Everest.
Okay, that's smart. I think you have a good chance.
I do. I was thinking about it.
So that's it. That's the predictions.
Those are perfect.
I think it's pretty good. It comes down to numbers with me and Finstock, or if Everest pops in, which it really could. But I don't know.
This has been
What if none of our fifth is right?
None of our fifth is right?
What yeah. What if it's not Everest?
Oh yeah, or War Room. Well, then pick a number for Maze Runner.
Maze Runner. I said 36. He said 40.
2.
He said 40.
I said 42.
Oh, okay.
What did it open to last time? Like 32?
Something like that. No more, I think.
It's a sequel.
28.
Okay.
Okay.
Interesting. Very, very interesting.
Do next year when you're when you lose.
All right, guys. Yeah. Well, we're getting close to the end of the show.
We still actually need what... I'm cutting you off.
Sorry, go ahead.
Because Mr. Tom needs a punishment for also losing this year. So we need to throw it out there. We need some sort of stakes to give him because he lost.
I'll wear no shirt for you guys on next week.
Let us know what you should do. Let us know what you think about the posters that we're going to add up there. Thank you for sticking with us for a year.
It's been great.
For sending in your numbers games, for sending in your 5 for 5s.
Mm-hmm.
You guys often do better than we do.
Yeah, we got a lot of good stuff coming up. Like, hopefully you guys like the poster game. Mm-hmm. We're going to be moving studios.
We're going to
have a whole new setup. Sarah now has a Twitter. Let's take some phone calls from the fans.
I think it's
let's
at 100.
Celebrate this thing.
I think it's at 150, the new count on Twitter, your followers.
Oh, really? It's going to go. Listen, it's going to spread like wildfire.
I think our show has been getting consistently better.
Let's take one of these calls.
Take some phone calls. Who do we got?
Hello? This is Payman.
Hey, what's up, Payman?
From LA.
Oh, hey, Payman.
Hey, man, what's going on, buddy?
First, congratulations on your year anniversary.
Thank you so much.
I'm actually Sean Penn's assistant, and he told me to call you guys and just let you guys know that you're on his radar, and that's a good thing.
Shut
You know what?
That's, you this just is, made Tom's
This is
day.
Music to my ears.
This
He's
is true.
So happy.
This is music to my ears.
It's funny because I just picked his next script, and it's a Rambo sequel, but it's called The Gunman 2.
Okay.
And the thing is that Stallone is so desperate. Like, Rambo can't do it anymore, so you have to call Sean Penn. And the character's name is Sean Penn, too. And he just comes and saves the day at the end.
This is going to be an Oscar winner.
I mean...
That has Oscar written all over it.
They're thinking about opening it up next to Star Wars, so let's see who's going to...
Star Wars better move their date.
Star Wars has no shot.
Has no shot.
Sean Penn is so smart and so dedicated to his craft. He shot a movie in 4 days once.
They're going to call us Sean Wars.
Yeah. I was there. It was really good.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, man. That's great.
Guys, because it's a one-year anniversary, I grew up in Germany, so I thought I could play the foreign movie title game with Tom. if you guys want.
Sure.
Okay.
Please do.
And
also,
I picked some titles, and I wanted to see if Tom can guess the right. You have to correct the. You have to guess the wrong one.
Okay.
Okay. Just for Tom.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys can all guess, but okay. Let's see if Tom can do it as well.
Okay.
All right. So Dodgeball, a true underdog story, the Oscar-winning Ben Stiller movie.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In Germany, it's called Fully to the Nuts.
Okay.
Fully to the Nuts.
Got
yep.
it.
China. I put in a Chinese one just in case.
Beautiful.
Knocked Up. It's called One Night, Big Belly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sounds all right.
All right. We got Germany again. Finding Neverland, which was the prequel to Pirates, of course.
Of course.
It's called When Dreams Learn How to Fly.
Okay.
Yeah. Peter
Finding
Pan.
Neverland, When Dreams yeah. Learn How to Fly.
Okay. I got that one.
Next one, Eternal Sunshine of Spotless Mind. In Germany, it's called Do I Know You? Question mark.
Ah,
and then the last title I have for you, it's Cruel Intentions.
Okay.
And the German title for that is Ice Cold Angels.
Hmm.
Interesting. Ah. I don't those
Let
are
me
all,
repeat them one
yeah,
more time.
Yeah, yes, yes.
Dodgeball, a true underdog story, Fully to the Nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Knocked Up, One Night, Big Belly.
That's true.
Finding Neverland, when Dreams Learn How to Fly.
That's true.
Eternal Sunshine of a Spotless Mind, Do I Know You?
That's fake.
And Cruel Intentions, Ice Cold Angels.
Do I Know You is fake.
Yeah, I might have to go with Sarah on this one, but they all sound like they could work.
I'm going
to
go with, I know the Nuts one is true. I know the Knocked Up one is true. I'm pretty sure the Finding okay. Neverland is true. I'm going to go with the Cruel Intentions.
Okay.
You're going with Ice Cold Angels?
Okay.
Yes.
JTE, are you with me?
I'm with Sarah.
And JTE?
Yep.
You guys are correct.
Yes.
Shit.
Yes.
Yes. Got it.
It's called Forget My Not. It's a really
good
one.
Okay.
All right. Before we lose you, you said you're German, okay. which means I need you yeah. to correct a pronunciation thing we are
yeah.
debate we are having. In German, how do you pronounce the word spelled F A C K?
S A T K.
C K.
Oh, S A C K.
No, F as in frog, A as in apple, C as in cat, K as in
kitten.
Fuck.
See? See? And then how do you how do you pronounce J-U?
J-U?
Yeah, J-U.
U. It's
yeah.
U.
So, fuck you. I told
fuck
you.
Fuck you.
I told you.
Fuck you, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, now I want to see a movie.
Thank you for calling in. Thank you
for... Hey, great call, dude.
No problem, guys.
Fantastic call.
Thanks,
man.
Thank you.
All right. All right. I think we got to take one more.
We have time for one more before we have to go.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling Box Office Breakdown. Who do we got?
This is Dylan Esposito.
Dylan,
you perfect. Also deserve a
some
thank
shout
you.
Out, man.
Yes.
A congrats. And
I'm joking. This is Chris Osterman.
Oh, nice. I was like, I thought
that
Dylan sounded
smooth.
Weird.
Yes, Osterman.
Osterman is the
that
best.
That was smooth.
Hey, man.
Good job.
You know, the return of Little Bobby's back.
Yeah, I love Little Bobby. He's the fucking best. I just want to say thank you all so much. Sarah Stretton, JP, and Tom Dagnino, you are the best. The last year has been so fantastic.
Awesome, dude.
Thank you all.
Thank
yeah,
you.
No,
yeah.
Thank you, man.
Thank you for listening. Thank you everyone out there who's listening.
We appreciate it.
We're just,
so much.
You know, we're basically just trying to make the best show possible for everybody. You know, we got dealt a task of dealing with a really tough, you know, subject. Obviously, people can look at the box office, you know.
You just made it sound like we're talking about, like, warfare.
Yeah.
Like, we got dealt with a really tough subject.
Yeah, but we didn't get dealt, like DC or Brand or anything. We got dealt a numbers show, which can come off boring. But our job here is to make it interesting, and I think we do a pretty good job of doing that.
Well, I guess I lost you all. Maybe. Are you also there?
Yeah, we're still here.
Yeah.
We're still here.
Oh, I thought for some reason I'd lost you. It's kind of hard to hear from here. I'm from Louisville, Kentucky, so it's I guess it's a long way. So I'm watching you live right now. So
nice.
Thanks, man. Well, thank you so much for the call, buddy.
Thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. And we will talk to you all soon.
Yeah, yes. Sorry we're going to get some more calls, but we got meetings, places to be.
Yes, we do.
It's been a great year. I'm so glad you guys have been following us. Keep following us. We got a lot more stuff coming up, and this year is going to be exciting. Listen, the fall is an exciting time for moviegoers.
Some good movies in there.
Yes.
Yeah. Good reviews, some crazy Oscar nods. We will see.
We get to say our Twitters.
Yes.
We're going to start with you. Okay, so how do I do this? Follow me at Sarah_Stretton.
Yep.
Yep. No H. No H on the Sarah.
Yeah. I feel like I'm going to have to spell it, but whatever.
Sorry, listen.
I'll learn how to do that soon.
I am at SchmozJT. I will tweet out her handle, so it'll be really easy to find. And follow me while you're at it if you don't.
Yeah, let's see if we can get Sarah to 1,000 today.
It's not going to happen.
At Bob Finstock, you know, at Little Bobby, or at Little Finstock. He's back. He's going to make a bunch of appearances now. And we're going to get him a foot.
If
anybody has
one, we should start a GoFundMe account.
Yeah,
Little Finstock on getting him a new
little Finstock's foot.
I like chicks that wear yoga pants with no underwear.
See,
classic.
That's what he does.
Change.
That's a t-shirt.
It is.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
It's been a great year.
Yes. Poof.
From the Popcorn Talk Network, the online broadcast network for movie talk, and the schmoes know, this is Box Office Breakdown. Information and commentary on weekly movie box office. From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.